Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and everyone who is now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we bring on various guests to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. And for those of you who have been listening to the show, you know that today is the day that we have Shirley, who is a professional trainer, and she's going to help us with our Avon business. Shirley?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Terrific. So I'm gonna get out of your way. I hope you're doing well.
I am. Thank you.
Happy. It's getting sunshine. We're getting sunshine and a little warmth outside.
That's exactly right. And with that, you know, we can go out more and see more customers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly what I'm going to talk about tonight.
So, oh, okay. So I'm gonna get out your way, and I'm going to put my phone on mute.
Thank you. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Avon Motivational Show. I'm Shirley Solano. I'm glad to be here. I missed last month, and I apologize for that, but my schedule got very, very tight. It's been a long and rough winter. We're almost done, though, with the first quarter of 2015, and that's pretty amazing. And this winter has been filled with unexpected levels of snowfall, surprising cold, very difficult travel conditions, hard to get around, cabin fever, and all of that. Yet, we've come through all of it. And it's a good time to get feedback, to review your business plan for 2015, and get help if you need it. And most of all, for you to remember that you don't have to do it all alone. When you got into the business, what did you know for sure, as Oprah likes to say? Well, you knew that you had a trusted, well-respected product line with longevity and excellent variety. You had a trusted, respected leader who signed you on with ideas and plans for your growth, and you had your own strength of character and responsibility and yearning for something better than what you had at the time. You also have tools and resources to support that growth. And it is a wonderful place to be. So as I always say, congratulations for deciding to come into Avon for your business. It is a wonderful, well-rounded, well-supported, very respected business. You are focused on important and energetic topics that should keep you going, that also have a very good cause for you, your family, and everyone in your circle. When you begin to talk about your product line, you learned as you grew, and you customized your approach, you started making some money, and you got excited. I know I did. And soon enough, the holidays would come around or the summer months, and you started to make more money because the product line supported those periods. Also, birthdays and anniversaries came around, and you continued to get excited. You're excited because you had something to offer your family, your friends, your neighbors, yourself. And then this kind of winter happens. You can't get around as much. People are less willing to go online, although I am on a personal to feel more comfortable with our website. So I personally feel that when we have weather like this or conditions like this, it is an opportunity to go out and teach people to use the website so that they can get what they need. Things were generally a little slow all over. So what do you do during these down times? I say begin at the beginning. Here's how. You have time to take a look at your sales patterns. What can you learn from that? Well, you can learn what periods of time certain customers need certain things, where your personal energy comes from, when you're best at your work, when you have cycles of high energy and you can do more and have areas in your schedule where you have more time. You can also take a look at what's missing that's not taking you to the next level. I know I spent some time doing that during this winter. This show, for example, should be on everyone's calendar, and I did recommend that everyone go out and buy a beautiful planner for 2015, and everything that happens with Avon should already be a standard meeting or schedule on your calendar, along with everything else that you have going on. So this radio program every Monday should be jotted down to spend on your own personal development. Much time is used to create these topics. Pat spends a lot of time putting together the schedule and inviting speakers. And I know I spend a good portion of my Monday when I am going to present something on the radio program, especially for you, that's timely and that is something that you can use. So here's my personal recipe when there's downtime or things are a little slow. And I like to call it LPSDD. And that's learn, prep, sell, deliver, and develop. First, learning. How many times have you said to yourself, gee, I should know more about that particular product? Someone asks you a question, you're not sure. You should have an area in your planner, in the back where notes can be taken, or even on the planner itself. Need to know, and just jot down a topic. So when there is downtime, you could go to Avon University. That's right. The name has been changed on your website, on your avon.com. There is now a tab called Avon University. And there are many courses that are short in length that you can take to improve your knowledge of products and the sales techniques that you can use to talk to customers. Put it in your calendar. Make a note that that's what you want to do. Schedule time. Schedule it so that it's something that you are aware of and you take care of doing even when there's not downtime, that it's a regular thing that you do. But it's especially important when you're not as busy. So learn, 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 schedule it. Prep. How many times have you said, I should have planned for this? Well, begin to plan now for Easter, Mother's Day, summer sales, July 4th, and you will have a handle on what's coming down the road, especially with your what's new. I'm looking at what's new right now for Campaign 11, and I'm looking at Bug Guard. Believe it or not, soon enough, summer will be here, and those orders for Bug Guard will be something that you will want to address, have on hand, and get a handle on. Easter, there are many, many nice products in the catalog even right now for Easter. We have, bunnies and toys for the kids, things to use for entertaining, et cetera, and getting your house ready for family and friends. What a better time to think about what to have on hand for things like gift baskets or gift bags in anticipation of all of these events. You also have family events, parties, anniversaries, birthdays, communions, things like that. So you can start to schedule that into your planner. So prepare for what's coming. With better weather, you can be prepared to have the items on hand that your regular customers will want either to have because they know about them already, or that they will want to know about because they're new. So make sure you use your what's new to plan for that and schedule ordering those items on your calendar. And I do have an example. On one of the what's new recently, there was a very great sale, $9.99 of all the hand creams and lip balms. I got something like 14 pieces. And I know that my customers love the hand lotions, the small containers, and I also ordered extra lip balm. That was a great buy and something that I can support my customers with. So get busy, prepare or prep, and schedule it into your planner. Also sell. how often do you get on your computer to send emails to all your customers from your Avon.com? You can also add a promotional item to your personal website, get an Avon ad or promotion on Facebook and other social media. This is the best time to do it because you have the time available, and it's also a time to educate yourself on how to do it. Call your customers to tell them about the new fragrance, Amethyst, that's coming, and tell them about the sales that are coming up and the gorgeous fashions for spring. I just got 6 scarves that are absolutely beautiful that I plan to use in the springtime and with my different business outfits, so that I have something to talk to my customers about, and the people that buy from me frequently, but even those who do not. I talk about what I'm wearing, and, you know, we have a nice conversation. So schedule it. Schedule to sell on your website and do some promotion on social media. Very, very important. Schedule that too. Then deliver. And deliver has more to do with taking a look at what promises you've made to your customers. Your customers are really very important. They're the base of your business. You need to keep them, and you need to have them feel special because you have them as your customers. So, for example, I always look out for the makeup removers when they're on sale, and I buy extra bottles and give them as repeat customer gifts. So if someone comes to me and orders almost every campaign, whenever that makeup remover is on sale, I throw one in the next bag when I deliver their order. Also, if you have a customer who loves lipstick, there's no better time than right now. There's any 5 for 20 promotion going on, and that could be the stains, the lipsticks. All of those are on sale. And then there's a beautiful little canister that holds up to 12 lipsticks for $6.99. How can you beat that? So make sure that you get familiar with what you talk to your customers about. Maybe have a personal page on your planner for each customer, things that they like, colors that they choose, things that they buy on a regular basis. And make sure that you talk to them about those things as they're coming up. In your what's new, you'll know what's coming up on sale and what could be an item for discussion with your customers. Make sure you're taking the time to review the what's new and then jot down for your major customers what they would like. Keep those promises and they'll keep coming back to you. Schedule it on your planner. Also, develop. Develop means that as you make the updates to your website, learn more about the products you sell. Prep for the special holiday and seasonal items and begin to develop and upmarket yourself to new places. Ask for referrals from the current customer base. Ask your friends and family for referrals as well. When was the last time you posted on Twitter? When was the last time you left a few of your catalogs or business cards at the grocery store, at the cleaners? Ask if you can leave your card in a few brochures as you go about your daily chores. I'm not saying do anything in addition to that, but you're going to go there anyway. Schedule to bring those items with you, which also means you'll have enough on hand. So schedule to order some extra. Jot down the places that you visit on a regular basis and start leaving those items. Grow and look at the current incentives and make sure you create a goal to achieve one using the above tips. If you're not President's Club yet, create a plan to get there or win a free product or fragrance or a special item that may be promoted for sales. Attend the sales meeting and or ask someone who did and what was discussed. It is important to keep ourselves educated and not think of downtime as such a bad thing. If you have a plan B, then this winter will not look so bad. And we needed quite a number of plan Bs. If you couldn't go out, what can you do instead? So it's very important when things change, when there's a weather condition like we had, to always consider what else you could do. Now, one other thing I want to talk about, this is an important topic, and it's called getting feedback. I'm in the process of getting certified as a life coach, someone who has a very specific process to get to the heart of what's not allowing you to move forward. And it's a very interesting class with many interesting people. I'm also making some customers for my classmates. But one of the assignments was to talk to 10 to 12 people to ask them specific questions on how you appear to them in the world. The people I asked to participate were friends, family, and colleagues. It's not an easy thing to ask people to get feedback on you, but it is very enlightening. I know sometimes, personally, I take on too much, and what I discovered through this process was that I can't be great at everything, so sometimes some things need to fall off the schedule. I'm working on that right now, because personally, the last few months have been difficult. I'm going through a merger at work. We've had a reorganization. Some people have left. It's been a very heart-wrenching period. And I've been working through some time and work issues. However, what I must say is this. When you lose something, don't lose the lesson. Coaching is all about using all of your experiences to gain knowledge, to gain awareness. So the awareness I received through this feedback was very valuable. And it touches on the things that make an Avon representative great. And here are the things that I learned. I learned that I listen without judgment, that I'm curious and I'm friendly towards everyone, that I see beyond the negative and find the positive more often than find the negative, that I lead by example, and that I have boundless energy. Now, those are all great items, but there was one that really touched me, and that was from a very good friend who also is on the radio, and I help him with his program. And he said that he values my interest in the world around us, positive vibes that you radiate, not only to me, but to everyone you encounter. It is very appealing part of you and attracts people to you. So that's a very wonderful way to let me know that what I do in my work and for Avon is definitely on point. There was also one other thing that was asked of my friends and colleagues, which is to tell me where I may be undervaluing something. And this particular person told me that I don't promote myself enough. So there I was in the middle of winter saying, oh, my God, that's absolutely true. I don't always bring up Avon as a topic of discussion in every encounter. So I'm doing it now more than ever. I bring catalogs wherever I go. I talk to people about what I'm wearing, how my skin looks, what I'm using, and it's in conversation. So in conversation, I am promoting my business and I'm educating the people that I encounter. I also did something totally outside my comfort zone recently because the winter was getting to be a little bit harsh and I needed to do something that required me to stretch myself. And I did a contest for Toastmasters, and I won the first contest ever. And I was always so afraid of losing that I never bothered to compete. And my club, they basically volunteered me, and I did talk a little bit about Avon, which is interesting, and what I was doing with it, and got a lot of interested people as a result. But the amazing part was that I won first place. And then I had to go to another contest. And that was the fearful part, which is it wasn't over. I had to do it all over again, and I had to do the same speech for more people. That was a tougher contest because there were different clubs involved, and that one I placed second. And that was fine because I wasn't disappointed. I knew I had a very good speech, and I know now what I need to do to win first place. So if I ever compete again, which I think I will because I really enjoyed it, I'll know what to do. So one of the lessons there was to learn about where you're giving the speech. I was so used to doing it in a particular type of room that I wasn't prepared for a column that was in the middle of the room that obstructed my view, and the room was so large that I really had to project my voice, and I was getting a little bit of a sore throat that night. So I know what I need to do to take care of my voice, to make sure that I know where I'm going. And that's true for Avon, too. When you're going to do something in the public, you have to know your space. You have to know that you can talk for a period of time and that you won't lose your voice. But I gained so much from just going for it that I didn't lose anything. I gained a lot of knowledge. So I share this with you because I know you struggle out there. I know that sometimes there's rejection that no one would understand if they weren't in this business. You know, sometimes people just say no. But what you can learn then is, if someone says no, what can you do to get the next person to say, oh, let me take a look. Let me see what you've got. Tell me a little bit more about. And be prepared to answer those questions. What do you particularly love about Avon? I'll tell you what I love. I love the variety. I love the colors. I love that I'm in the fashion of the day, that I can talk about the nail polish as it relates to other products, that I can talk about the skincare as it relates to other products out there. So I feel very confident when I talk about the product line. And then I can also talk about the did you know? Did you know that this watch that I'm wearing is an Avon product too, this bag that I'm using, the scarf that I have on? I'm called the scarf lady at work, and that's because I'm always wearing a scarf. And I love the way it feels, especially in the wintertime when things are a little cooler around my neck. But to enhance your colors, your eye color and so forth, a scarf really could make those things stand out. So if you're not using scarves, I definitely recommend it. It could take a simple blouse and make it look very elegant. So I tell you that I understand your plight, but it's all about how you show up. When you get home and you're exhausted and you're tired and you need that extra hour to sleep, make sure you take the time as well. Because when you go out into the world, you need to be in your full best self, displaying and talking about these beautiful, beautiful products. I get excited when I spray some Outspoken Fresh and someone notices, because it's a lovely, lovely fragrance. I get good feedback on my skin and how it looks and the makeup that I use. So in my disappointments recently with my business being in chaos and things being in an uproar, I give myself permission to be my best, to go in, use these products to make me feel better. And in doing that, I feel confident to talk about my product line and my business. So I get myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again. And now that spring is here, that's my lesson to you tonight. Spring is a time of newness, of beginnings, of what's growing and becoming. So make sure that you shine with all the products that you have available. My personal favorite right now is the a new overnight hydration mask that makes my skin look great overnight. Make sure you're using that. It's been a rough winter, absolutely. But today we had a lot of sunshine and blue skies, and the days are longer and warmer. So get into action this spring, because I plan to see you out there. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Bill. You know, it's so funny. You mentioned several things. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. One of the things you mentioned was the lip balm and the hand lotion. And I ordered the set. And when I ordered, I said to myself, I should order two sets. So naturally, I got my box. And I was vending on Saturday. I put them up on the table. You know, they all sold, because I bought them for the purpose of giving them to my good customers, and I don't have any now because they all sold out.
There you go. I thought that was such a great buy. I know.
It was. How could you go wrong?
Exactly. Oh. And I think that, you know, we don't understand sometimes how people appreciate those simple things. Even some of my men buy my lip balm, and I love it because it's not something I normally think of that would be, you know, appropriate for a man. But it's very, very much, very much.
I have one guy, Owen Winter, because he told me a year ago, if we get the brown lip balm, then let him know. So, you know, by Halloween came, the brown lip balm came out. He ordered 30 pieces.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
that's
he did.
So
yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah. So you never know. And then the other thing you talked about, and I have to do for myself, I haven't done, was to order that makeup remover when it goes on sale. It's a great idea.
Yes.
So thanks for that tip. Yeah.
Yeah. And those are really cool. And they're 99 cents when they go on sale. So if you see them, pick up extra. Absolutely.
You're absolutely right. And then the other thing you talked about, which was really spot on, was when you said you should look at your history and then see where your highs and lows, and then work a little harder during your low period. Because I used to do that. I used to keep a track record of my sales, so I knew when I was going to my slow period, I knew when I was going to my good period, and that's very good to know. You need to know that as a business owner, so thank you for that, Chip.
Oh,
and
you're very welcome.
The other thing is that you talked about, like, pretty much like arming yourself, and one thing I just wanted to add to that, if you know you're going to go somewhere and you're going to be speaking a long time, you know, they have like little small little vents that speakers put in their mouth but to keep their mouth moist. You may want to, invest in that. Yeah.
Yeah. Very important. That was so critical for me because I was in a new space. It was much larger, and my voice got, I couldn't carry it all the way to the back, and I didn't know that in advance. So it was important for me to ask those questions, like, what's the room going to be like? How is it laid out? Important just to get a sense of it so you're not shocked when you get there.
Yes, exactly right. Thank you so much for that. And there was one other thing, I'm trying to think what was the other thing you had mentioned. You talked about being prepared during the times when the weather's bad, we're going to go in the rainy season. You're right, we should put in our calendars things like, learning a new product or organizing ourselves. And that's so true. You know, we take a negative and, make it into a positive. Take a lemonade.
Right.
Take a lemon, make lemonades out of the day. So that's very, very good. And
Thank you. The other thing
you talked about the...
thing about feedback, I sent you the questionnaire and I realized, I should be doing more with Avon, with my business, talking about it more. I was almost like compartmentalizing, this from that, and it's all one thing. I represent the product line. I need to talk about it more. And things have picked up really well, and I appreciate that feedback. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I have, don't be afraid for people to give away gifts. I have an opportunity that's given to me, once a month. And I always try to give the young lady a little Avon something. And this time I gave her the watch that's on sale. It was in the What's New. I think I paid $9.99 for it. I gave her that, I think the turquoise one. And tears came to her eyes. I was actually taken aback. I was so shocked. I didn't know how... how a gift like that would really affect someone. So she was really grateful. So first of all, she ordered, she placed the order, and she had people
in the staff take
the order. So you never know. It always comes back to you.
Absolutely.
And the other thing you talked about, we should take care of ourselves. You're so right, and we have the perfect products to take care of ourselves. We have the footwork, if we can give ourselves a pedicure. We have the oil stuff for our nails, we can give ourselves a manicure. We have the brand new mask. We can cleanse our face and give ourselves a beautiful mask. And then we can spray ourselves some of our beautiful bubble baths and shower gels and matching spray.
We have it all.
And light up a candle, one of our Avon candles.
Oh, The best. The best. Yeah. So, yeah, have fun with it. Enjoy it and use the product because you are the best salesperson of the product. So,
absolutely.
Using them
absolutely
tells the story. Yeah.
Well, thank you again for that. And this is our order taking week, so make it happen. And also, people, read your emails because there are going to be a lot of changes coming through the pipes. And the only way you're going to know about these changes is if you read your email or go on to youravon.com, log in, and see what's happening new, because there are some, a lot of changes are going to be taking place. One, I think, in terms of how we'll be probably going to call us unit leader, unit plus, and how our compensation, how we're going to be compensated. So these are very, very important. So please, 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 everyone, check out your email.
Great. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you so much. And I won't have opportunity to speak to you, so you have a happy Easter.
Thank you so much. You too. Enjoy it.
Thank you. And everyone, good night. Thank you for listening. And if you haven't done so already, like us on Facebook. Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.